But that plan did not work out. He wrote an entire book presenting the chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam for the mentality of the Oriental people. He even had some paintings made to depict the description of the autumn season from the 10th canto. But then that did not work out. And finally, gradually, through some contacts, he came in connection with one lady who was the owner of a steamship company, Scindia Steamship Company, Sumati Moraji. And through her, he convinced her to give him passage on his boat to go to the Western, to go to America. So that great epic story of Srila Prabhupada's journey is definitely one of the most amazing stories in any history book. How he went there, how he crossed the Atlantic, even having heart attacks twice, how he had the dream of Krishna who came to him in that dream. He himself told this, that Krishna came in this dream, and he was sitting in a boat in front of the big steamship, and in that boat were sitting all of Krishna's incarnations and expansions. And he was telling them, don't worry about it, don't worry. Yes, they were rowing boats. He said, don't worry. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada got over his heart attack. You can see his own diary, how for 9 days the ocean was very, very rough, and he didn't make any entry. And at the end of that 9 days, he says, now I have passed through a very, very critical period by the mercy of Krishna. I am saved. So Krishna intended that he should come to the Western world, and when he landed in America, for one whole year, he struggled, moving here, wandering there, and we have heard one story that while he was living there in New York City, he had to accept residence once in the lofts, like an apartment, of one very young hippie type person. You all know what hippies are. So, at that time, that hippie person was living there, and he gave Srila Prabhupada a place at the end of this huge room, and he just put up a curtain there. And the same person actually described, because later on he met devotees, and he described what condition that apartment was in that Prabhupada had to live in. He said that he would keep dogs there because he was raising dogs. So there was a very bad smell from the dogs. Also, his friends would come, and they would have very violent parties and play very loud music, and they would smoke ganja and take intoxication. And in this way, she would talk about to be sitting there behind this curtain, tolerating everything. Even they had marijuana plants growing on the shelf above his head. But he tolerated this, and that same person became crazy. And in the middle of the night, with a knife, he went to try to kill Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada had to run from that place and seek some shelter in a nearby doorway, which happened to be one devotee who became one of his leading first disciples, Mukunda, Mukunda Das. So in this way, he struggled for so long, for 1 year, to establish the Krishna consciousness movement in the West. And finally, after 1 year of struggling, he, through the help of some of these people, he got one place, 26nd Avenue. And that storefront, Srila Prabhupada actually began his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And at that time, he wrote so many letters to Arjuna Gurudev, and he requested him to send so many provisions from Europe. So he sent cardinals, Vrindavan, deities, and so many sweets, this Mathura Pera, a very favorite sweet of his. And in this way, Srila Gurudev assisted Srila Prabhupada right from the very beginning. And his activities are documented in so many memory books that his disciples have written, remembering how Srila Prabhupada performed this amazing feat, how he established in all different cities throughout America, then in Europe, then in India, then in all different countries throughout the world. and for 12 years, he traveled exhaustively, non-stop, initiating thousands of disciples, constantly writing so many books, and personally, single-handedly, and very hands-on, he was actually managing his movements, even though he established a management system, but he personally, every single day, was in contact and managing all of their activities. So, this same personality, at the time of his passing from this world, he calls to his bedside our beloved Guru, Shri Gopinath Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and he requested him.
I'm requesting you that, can you give some remnants for others to tell? Give some remnants.
So, this is my final. So, at that time, he requested Srila Gurudev to come to his bedside. And maybe actually Srila Gurudev himself will tell this to all of us. So, I'm stopping my speech here, and I'm requesting that Srila Gurudev will lead us in calling on different devotees to make their response to the lotus feet of Srila Isi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada.
I think Shyamrani is senior most perhaps,
yes.
And she should speak something.
Firstly, I offer my humble obeisances in the dust of the Lord's feet, for my most worshipful Krishna Gurudev, Nityananda Purusha, omniscient, pious, spotless, Krishna-shiman, Srila Bhakti-vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the Lord's feet of my most worshipful Krishna Gurudev, omniscient, pious, as Kodas and Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Sipara Pujipad Srila Bhaktivedanta Vana Maharaj and Srila Bhaktivedanta Jivakram Maharaj, to all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak something about the glory of our Srila Prabhupada. Padmanabha Maharaj mentioned that Srila Prabhupada's first temple, a small storefront, was at 22nd Avenue. He opened it in 1966, and that's when I met him. Since then, I've personally heard hundreds of lectures from him. I attended hundreds of lectures, hundreds of general darshans, and also personal darshans. I also received 90 letters from him.
Okay.
And I spent days sharing all of his experiences with you.
Oh.
However, I think it's more important, and I prefer to share with you Srila Gurudev's experiences with him instead. Srila Gurudev has given many, many, not only classes, but also courses on Srila Prabhupada's mission, what he came to give. Srila Gurudev said at Bhutanatha Gaudiya Math a few years ago, no one knows Siddhanta like me in the whole world, and no one in the world can love like me. Another qualification why I'm sharing his experiences is that he said, he is Bhakti Vedanta, and I am also Bhakti Vedanta. Like father, like son.
There are no anyone Bhakti Vedanta in ISKCON. So I'm his successor again.
In Australia, a few years ago, he said, I'm his only successor, and you can declare that openly and boldly in the world. He said, I am also ISKCON. I am not different from ISKCON, and I'm not different from your Prabhupada. The founder of Charya of ISKCON, according to Gurudev and according to Srila Prabhupada, is Chaturmukh Brahma. And then he passed on the acharyaship to Sri Narada, to the four Kumaras, to Madhva, to Vyas. Then it became known as Visva Vaishnava Raj Sabha. That is, that name was given by Srila Rupa Goswami, and the presidency of that was given to Srila Jiva Goswami. Then it became Gaudiya Math, that this time became Gaudiya Math. And the president of this time at that time was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then it took a new course with Srila Bhakti Pragyanakesha Goswami Maharaj in the form of Gaudiya Vedanta Samhiti. And now Srila Prabhupada and one other devotee, I think Srila Bhaktisiddhan Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Pragyanakesha Goswami Maharaj were the founders of that. Prabhupada and the other was the assistant of Srila Bhakti Pragyanakesha Goswami Maharaj. Then Srila Prabhupada took that Gaudiya Vedanta Samhiti, that eternal ISKCON, whose main roots is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose seed of the tree of ISKCON is Sri Madhavendra Puripada. Later on, just after him, came Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Ishwara Puripada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is the entire tree of ISKCON. Prabhupada brought that to America. We thought that his, before meeting Srila Gurudev, we had thought that our Srila Prabhupada's glory was that he founded a new movement. But Srila Gurudev mercifully taught us that his glory is not that at all. Otherwise, he would be considered derailed from his disciplic succession. Rather, he translated that eternal Krishna consciousness movement into English, exactly as it is without any change. In Hindi, ISKCON is called Krishna Bhavanamrita Intarashtriya Sangha. And you know the exalted platform of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti's Thakur's Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita. Srila Prabhupada personally said that Srila Rupa Goswami taught that if you can purchase Krishna consciousness on a marketplace, you should pay any price for it, and the price for it is the anxiety to have it. And in order to Raya Ramananda, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. That is, he said, I have translated the Krishna consciousness movement from this verse. That is, millions of verses of sutras and following of regulative spiritual practices and spiritual pious activities will not give fresh bhakti. But if one needs a Tatkavya Rasik Bhakti, and here is the sweet qualities and pastimes of Krishna, and the others agree to that, then we can attain Raj Bhakti. So what is it that Srila Gurudev wants to give of Srila Prabhupada? What glory of Srila Prabhupada does Srila Gurudev want to establish? In Bombay, in 1993, he was invited to the ISKCON Jogpeach Temple, and he gave a very beautiful class on the meaning of Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi in Srila Prabhupada's quarters there. He said, if I can give one atom of the feeling of the exalted conception of the Srila Prabhupada to his followers and disciples, then I will consider that I'm doing the very best service to him. So that glory of Srila Prabhupada that Gurudev is establishing is in his very own mantra, Gaura Vani Pucharani. Now other devotees are writing mantras for their gurus, like Sri Padmanabha Maharaj just wrote one for his gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And others have written mantras for their gurus. But when Srila Prabhupada came to America, there was no one who even knew the meaning of the word mantra, what to speak of when you write a mantra for him. So Srila Prabhupada himself wrote his mantra book. He gave us the mantra, the more general one, Ram, Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Prasaya, Vijay, Srimati, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, and Namne. And the specific one to him, Namaste, Gauravani, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani, Tisharani, Neva, Shesh, Shunyavani, Pastitivi, Tisharani. And in general, he explained that the meaning of this mantra is that I'm a follower of my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswati, and also I'm giving the same mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Sri Guru and Sanatan. So Srila Gurudev expanded on that explanation, and he said, this is the real glory of the Srila Prabhupada, and without knowing the meaning of this mantra, you cannot know the glory. No one can know the glory of your Srila Prabhupada. In Malaysia a few years ago, he began his class by saying, what is the meaning of his pranam mantra, Gauravani Pracharani? And some devotees volunteered, oh, he gave the Hare Krishna mantra, he established the Dharma, and Gurudev said, even a Dvaitacharya could have done this. But only somebody like Srila Prabhupada could have given the mission of Gaura. What is the Vani of Gaura that Srila Prabhupada came to preach? And then he gave some verses to explain. Like, Arabia Bhagavan, Vrindavishita Mayasta Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramya Parachitapasa Namprita Vrindavan Varagena Dato Vita, Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam, Prema Pumarga Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vatramidam Pajadaro Namuram. He quoted this verse of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, that our Srila Prabhupada came to give this, the meaning of this verse, this Gauravani. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this to the fortunate Jesus. And what is that? Arata Bhagavan Prajeshapanayas. My worshipful deity is Prajeshapanayas, the son of Nanda Maharaj, that Krishna, and whose Dham Vrindavan Dham is worshipful as him. There are other Krishnas like Vrindavanesh Krishna and Madhuresh Krishna, and he may be a worshipful deity of others. But as far as myself and my followers are concerned, we worship that Nanda Nanda and Yashodananda, Natabhara Kishore Krishna, who was not born with ornaments and as a 16-year-old youth as Madhuresh Krishna, but he was born as a little baby with no ornaments, crying out, kya, kya, kya. And his mother bound him with ropes, and who was defeated in mock fighting by Sukhav and Sridhar. That Krishna we worship. Arati Bhagavan. Although he's Bhagavan, his Bhagavata or his Godhood is covered. Our attendance is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Scottish Purana. And the evidence that this is the highest wealth is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam by Krishna himself to gopis, that all gopis, except for you, there is no one who has been able to make me indebted to the point where I cannot pay you, repay you, even if I have the lifetime of Brahma. So, Ramya Parashupasana, the greatest worship is that worship that has been, in Srila Prabhupada's words, manufactured by the gopis. So this is one verse of Gauravani. Then, Chaitanya Gauravana Vajana, Sri Sri Shastrakam, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is very important Gauravani. The essence of all Vedas, more important than the Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Gurudev said. This is Gauravani. Gauravani is particularly the words of Madhavi directly from the lotus mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nam Nam Hari Guru Gyan Sari Shakti. In Shri Yuga, in Sanchi Yuga, and before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy name is given. Shri Narayana gave the holy name to Valmiki. Ram Chandra also gave the holy name, and for Trinidad and Krishna. But they could not give that Braj Prem, even Krishna could not give that Braj Prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave through the chanting of the holy name. Not only Braj Prem, not only Prem, but Snake, Aman, Braj, Anurag, Braj, and the service of Sri Radha Mahaprabhu and Madhumati Mahaprabhu, that is Sri Bhakti Radhika, and a touch of that Madhumati Mahaprabhu, slight touch, in order to be able to serve her. Trinada Pisanishana, Sarada Pisanishana. Trinada said that there are other humble devotees before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but nobody taught the depth, the extent of humility, of offering respect to others, as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Prankan Rosi Dharapi Manikaro. In the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that I haven't got even a cent of love of God. If I did, you see me crying, but if I had any love, I wouldn't be living. The fact that I'm living and maintaining my insect-like life, despite the fact that I'm not seeing Krishna fully through his lotus lips, shows that I have no love. Then nothing on Vajranam is living. Nobody gave that conception before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying not only for the service of Krishna, but for the service of the bhakti to Krishna that is in the heart of Srimati Radhika. And then Vainam Kutana Chicken Trill. Srila Gurudev explained, he gave a whole other lecture on Srila Prabhupada's Gauravani. At least I personally heard at least 10 lectures by Srila Gurudev just on Srila Prabhupada's Gauravani Pracharani Mantra. When he came to Vainamatana Jagitpuram, he said that nobody before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in such a language that I want to be the fruitas of the son of Nanda Maharaj in Braj. And then he said, what is the real meaning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving? That, oh, I want to be the servant of Srimati Radhika. And the explanation of that, Gurudev explained, is that first question was promoted on the service of Swati Thakur, that when simply by the sidelong glance of Srimati Radhika, Krishna's flute fell from his hands, his yellow cloth fell from his shoulders, and he began to faint, only on the trotting of Madhumangal, because he said he's in front of relatives, Krishna saved from fainting in the midst of all of his friends and relatives. So Srila Gurudev explained there that service to that Radhika, that is the goal of our life. And he said, perhaps you know the glories of my Shishya Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that he came to give this. He came to give the service to Srimati Radhika in her lamentation, happy in her happiness, and lamenting in her lamentation. In San Francisco, just a couple of years ago, he had Mantri sing Gita Govinda, one song from Gita Govinda, where Srimati Radhika is expressing that Krishna came to me and I rejected him, although he was so sweetly pleading to me and weeping. And Lali said, just give him up and retain your mind. And Madhurani said, I want to, but I can't, because he's so charming and attractive and so pleading to me. And although she wanted to go and see Krishna, she couldn't. She just stayed there, stunned. So Gurudev said, this is the aim and objective of our life, to serve Srimati Radhika in her lamentation. And this, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, perhaps you know his glories, he wanted to give this. Then, for 2 weeks in a row, for about 14 days in Australia, and Srila Gurudev's very first world tour in 1997, Srila Gurudev gave a 2-week course on what is the real mission of Srila Prabhupada from Chaitanya Charitamrita, particularly stressing on that foregoing verse, Anarvind Chimichirakrimaya Dhyanam Kulo, Samarapayitam, that Ovalasam Svabhakti Sriyam. That, and he called on, every day, he would call on Prabhupada's disciples to read from Srila Prabhupada's translations of Chaitanya Charitamrita on this verse of Anarvind Chimichirakrimaya, why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste that essence of love, praying Rasa Niryas, Koridaya Swadhan, Radhamara Bhakti Bhakti, Koridaya Swadhan. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this, and he would have the devotees read from Srila Prabhupada's translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also from his purport. And then for 10 days, Guruji lectured on this verse, and now we can choose to try. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to preach, and what he came to taste? He came to taste Swabhakti, the bhakti of Srimati Radhika, because Krishna had three desires, which our own Srila Prabhupada explains in the very, very large introduction to chapter 4 of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. And you all know all those three desires. So because to fulfill these three desires, Krishna came as Srimati Radhika in her mood in order to taste your bhavas. And then when he came to distribute Svabhakti Sriya, he came to distribute the beauty of that love. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and in his translations and purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita and in his translation of the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Anubhasha of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada talks about the creeper of Srimati Radhika walking around the tree of Krishna, and that creeper is full of flowers and leaves and mud trees. Gurudev said in this particular Gauravani lecture, just imagine a creeper, and this, just imagine a tree, and this tree is full of golden reddish mangoes. And there were cuckoos sitting on the tree, eating those mangoes and singing very sweetly. And then wrapped around the tree is a creeper. And that creeper is full of leaves and flowers and mud tree buds. The air would have no taste to play with that creeper if it weren't for the leaves and flowers and mud trees. When the air plays with that creeper, the flowers and the leaves and mud trees begin to dance with happiness. He also gave the analogy of the flower and the bee. The bee won't sit on the mud trees of the flower. The bee will sit on the flower itself because the mud trees are always waving back and forth. So the mud trees are always waving. No one knows when Krishna comes to them. Srila Gurudev said that our Srila Prabhupada came to give Dhaktan Bhava Ichchandika, the dependent service of the maid servants of Srimati Radhika. And that is the beauty of that Swabhati, the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. If you look at Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita and you see his word for word translations of the verse in Arpita Charim Charaya, when he comes to the word Shriyam, he translates it as treasure chest. Now you know that a treasure chest is locked. So as Srila Gurudev came, said, I can, this is Gurudev speaking, I can because
Srila Prabhupada's books,
your Srila Prabhupada's books are just like a vast treasure chest. But a treasure chest is locked. So I can take the key to that lock to open up the treasures so you can taste the valuable jewels inside. So Srila Prabhupada translated Srila Prabhupada translated the word Sriyam as treasure chest, and that Srila Gurudev has opened the treasure chest to establish the glories of our Srila Prabhupada and his Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is Namaste Gauravani, Sri Gauravani Academy. He's the most merciful, particularly because he's most merciful on every level, but he's most merciful particularly because he is the mercy of Gauravani. this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another teacher in July. So Gurudev said that our Srila Prabhupada is one in heart and siddhanta with his Srila Prabhupada. And all of our acharyas have come from Gaur Vrindavan to do this thing. Gurudev was giving a lecture in 1993 just about this point, that our Srila Prabhupada has not come as the servant of a Gaurdiya acharya who can deal, who is not a bishop, and who can deal with Yukadharma and General Ram. But he is the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give brush grain and moreover, this kind of brother is Shakika, the one of the main servants of Srimati Radhika. So, then many, many people, because the transcription wasn't edited, and because of Gurudev's English, they thought that he was saying that Srila Prabhupada is the servant of Mahavishnu. And there was a great uproar. So Srila Gurudev explained himself many, many times after that he's not a servant of Mahavishnu who came to give general praying, general ideal principles, or general Jivadharma, but he's a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what else is Gauravani? Gauravani is that ocean in a jar given by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada has given that Gauravani in all of his books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and everywhere. That is, that Krishna is the Paratattva. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is Sarva-Shakti. Sarva-Shaktiman. He is the embodiment of all powers. He is Rasavati. He is the ocean of all rust. All of the entities, whether in a liberated stage or in a conditioned stage, are his parts and parcels. The conditioned souls are the grip of Maya in deep forgetfulness and transmigrating to the species. And the Mukta Jivas, the liberated souls, are free from Maya. Both this material world and all the Jivas in this world are Achintaveda-Veda Tattva with Krishna. They are simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. Srila Bhakti or pure devotional service is the only means to attain praying or to attain Krishna, and Prema Bhakti is the ultimate goal of life. So Bhakti Mahatma says in the 10th truth, the 10th rule of Bhakti Shiksha, is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this Shiksha to all of his fortunate followers, to all the fortunate Jivas. What else is Gauravani? Gauravani is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to Rayavananda. In the very first verse of Rayavananda Sampada, it's explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like the ocean, Rayavananda is just like the cloud, and from the ocean of Rayavananda, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being Krishna, who understands what he feels like as the Vishaya or the object of enjoyment of the love of his devotees. He is the ocean of that, but Krishna doesn't know what Mahisara feels, what Brahma, what the Sakas feel, what to speak of what Radharani feels. So, through the medium of this cloud-like Radharananda, who poured down the water on the nakshatra of the ocean, then he was able to taste the love of his devotees and particularly Srimati Radhika. And Radharananda also gave the teachings of Rupa. If I could just mention one thing, Srila Gurudev. When Srila Gurudev was giving that class in Bombay in 1993, he was giving the meaning of samadhi. Because as Sripad Bhagavan Maharaj mentioned, and as Srila Gurudev mentioned every year, he was the one who gave Srila Prabhupada samadhi. He said, what is the meaning of samadhi? D means intelligence, and sam means same. So samadhi means entering into the same intelligence or the same mood as the associates of one's Isidevi. So he said this Isidevi is Srimati Radhika and her associates are like Sri Rupa Manjari. So he said, I gave Srila Prabhupada samadhi, I put the tilak on his body and other ankhas, I dedicated his body to sandalwood and cinder and vermilion, and I put special sacred mantras so that he could although he's already in a Nityananda in Radharani service, so he can enter them. I don't know why, he said, Gurudev said, I don't know why he gave me that service. There were so many other godbrothers there. But he was so merciful and gave me that service. And he said to me, I train all my disciples and by now I've moved in time, hurry on 10 years, and I created a revolution. And yet I did not see the fruit that I wanted to give. Can you please tell me? So Gurudev said, I don't know all the truths of bhakti, but you inspire me, and my Gurudev inspires me, and Rupa Raghunath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspires me, that I can continue the preaching of your mission. Then Gurudev said, I don't know why, I was thinking, why did Prabhupada, why did Srila Swami Maharaj tell me to help his disciples? They're more advanced than me, they have more guru bhakti, guru nista than me, so why? He said, then Srila Swami Maharaj gave me some inspiration in my heart, and I began to hear that they think that he's only a sattva, he's only a camera lord, which would completely derail him from his Rupa Guru Vaira. And then I felt a great pain in my heart for them. So I decided at that point, yes, I have something to give them. I must help them. I must establish that he's not only came to not give Vaidhi Bhakti, not only give Vaidhi Bhakti, to give, but to give Radhanuva, but not only to give Radhanuva, he didn't come only to give Radhanuva Bhakti, but he came to give Rupanuva Bhakti. That is, in no other class is one follower of, full follower of Rupa Goswami, but only in Manjari Bhav, being happiness, happy in the happiness of Radha, and sad in her sadness. He said that if I could give one atom of the deep consent of Yashua Prabhupada to his disciples and followers, I'll consider that my best service.
Very good, excellent. You remembered me so many things. I want to request Vrindavan Vilasi, 2 words, you are senior, perhaps at the time of Shamran.
First of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt blessing as a meditation guru, my beloved Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And second of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt assembly under the lotus feet of my Shikshu Guru, my older brother, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. And also to my Shikshu Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Bhavan Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Srika Maharaj, and to all the assembled devotees. And I'd like to ask you all, please forgive me for all my offenses. I'm a very insignificant, fallen, conditioned soul, and I need your mercy. So please, please, forgive me. I'm going to do this. Now, I have a different relationship with my Srila Prabhupada and Shalabhani Guru. I did not get to speak to Srila Prabhupada. I met him by his cause of mercy. I was very, very fallen. And Srila Prabhupada came and he picked me up and he showered his mercy on me with one drop of his mercy. I was fallen, so fallen. And he picked me up. He attracted me to his lotus feet. I'd like to give you a little history. I was wandering out there as a hippie girl and with all kinds of sinful activities. And Srila Prabhupada, who is actually the embodiment of pranam, that garland with which Mahaprabhu garlanded the whole world. Garland pranam, praying, brush praying. He's the embodiment of that garland. And Srila Prabhupada appeared to be an old Bengali man, coming across the ocean, suffering a heart attack. But this is the drama of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada is hidden, just like Krishna is hidden as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimati Radhika is hidden as Vidyadhara Pandit. Rupa Manjari is hidden as Rupa Goswami. So our Srila Prabhupada is in the line of Sri Rupa and the Lord and Nayana Madhu. And he was hidden. But those of us who are very fortunate, we could feel his love and affection, which is the topmost love and affection of the Vrajadasis, the highest Vrajadasis. Srimati Radhika, Empress Swabhaksha, Sri Rupa, Lalita, Ananda Manjari. He was the embodiment of this love and affection, and he showered upon us, as he said, dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, dancing white elephants, forest monkeys. He showered, and he loved us. He loved us like anything, and so he attracted us to him. I was just wandering in the material world, wandering. And then all of a sudden, as an Hindu here, first of all, I was a straight American, what he called a wasp. That's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Completely straight, narrow vision, and barely even seeing someone with a black skin. Only white people, Christians, Protestants, that's all I knew. No, America's the best, they're wonderful. That's all I knew. And then I got married, and I came to Berkeley, which is the seat the center of Hinduism, right? And so I come to Berkeley and I see, oh, this is a really strange place. And then I see these very interesting people with bald heads and ponytails, and I think, ooh, this is part of a weird Berkeley scene. Well, how potent was Prabhupada working through the devotees, working through the holy name? Within 1 month, I had left my husband. And within 1 month, I was joining this weird thing, looking for something. I didn't know what I was looking for, but I was searching for something. And the devotees, they had a table with Srila Prabhupada books and nice little Indian jewelry. There was a little mirror design and incense. And as you might not know, but hippies, we were very sort of liberating things, which in other terms is stealing. And so we would liberate things, right? And so I wanted to liberate one of those bracelets, because I loved it. And then the devotee taught me. He says, no, you can't take that. But what you should do is you should come to the temple. And he told me where the temple is. He says, you should bring a gift for Krishna, and then I'll give you this bracelet. So I danced my way to the temple, stealing flowers out of everyone's garden, liberating flowers, and I came to the temple. And there I was, and I gave the bouquet of flowers, and this devotee remembered me. And that was my first taste of the temple. And Prabhupada's temples were saturated with his frame. He was so powerful. You could be on the other side of the world and one of his temples. He could be anywhere and you felt Srila Prabhupada's mercy and his love and his potency. And there was Tulsi Devi, there was Radha and Krishna, there was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the love of one child was extraordinary. We have never experienced. Indians, you're raised with these things. You're raised with Radha Krishna. You're raised with Tulsi Devi. You're raised with, this is a holy land. Every inch of India has an incarnation or a sun and step on it. But in America, there is nothing holy about America. It's a Roman land. Yeah. 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 You're killing your mother and eating your mother every day, three times a day. A terrible place. Father made it holy. David is making it holy. Like this. And so there we are. And I had a most amazing experience. But still I was wandering. I wasn't intelligent enough to surrender. So I wandered my way out into the desert of Utah, which is the middle of nowhere, living in a teepee. And what was happening there? In the middle of nowhere, no devotees, right next to me, in the devotee hut, there was someone reading Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion. And what happened? Somebody, I don't remember who, taught me Prabhupada's prayer on mantra. I didn't even know who he was. He taught me Tulsi Devi prayer. And all of a sudden, I became a gift, dancing all in Krishna. This is the Bhakti of Prabhupada. And wherever I went, all of a sudden the Mahaprasad would appear. They say, oh, this came from the Hare Krishna temple from the Sunday evening. And I thought, oh, this is good. It's really good. And the star was coming. The holy name was coming. Mara was dancing. Pray was dancing. Everyone was dancing. Prabhupada was dancing, dancing. Why? Because in Braj, all walking is a dance. All talking is a song. All the water is a nectar. So he was getting nectar and singing and dancing. And this is what he gave us. This is how he attracted him. And he gave us a little Hare Krishna. We couldn't understand so much. But he would get A, B, C, D, you know, like this. He would get A is for a chinchilla. Achuta, B is for Balaram, C is for Jinta. He went this. He was getting a little bit. Sometimes he would get very deep philosophy. We didn't understand the love of Prabhupada mainly. Before I joined, I heard. When I joined, everything was a temple program, very scheduled. But before I joined in 72. He was non-sanctified, non-sanctified morning, noon, and night, all day long. Hari Nam Sankirtan. And then what I did, we just had in the afternoons, all afternoon, but it was Seva. Seva from the minute you got up to the minute you fell in bed. Seva. You got up and you went to your party and you were dancing, jumping up and down. Beautiful deity. And then they were making the garlands. Then they were making chapati. Then there was Shiva Bhagavatam class. And then there was doing some kind of service. I was cleaning everyone's clothes. And some people were helping with the books. Then we had midday arti. Then we went on Hanuman Sankirtan. We came down. And we had Bhagavad Gita class, Krishna book class, a little bit of Maha, and you fell in the bed. And you were trying to chant the rounds in between. It was full on sacred. And Prabhupada then he became very interested in book distribution. Because he knew that this would save the world, distributing his books. So then he was engaged in distributing his books in the airports, in the parking lots. And I could see this was perfect. He perfectly engaged all of his servants. I want to become one of his servants. Anyhow, because I you know, hippies, they have major problems with intoxications, lust, all these things. And I was one of these people. So what did I get to do all day long? I got to run around and talk to all the people I wanted. I could talk to this person, that person, all the men I wanted to, all the ladies. So I could taste all the different varieties. And he was cleansing, cleansing. Like you see, there is not one drop of sense enjoyment that is enjoyable. A to Z is all that he said. What school, by school, is all school. It's just absolutely. But Guru Seva is the beginning, the middle, and the end. And so I never got to talk to Srila Prabhupada as Shamrani did, as you're all talking to Srila Gurudev. I never ever got to talk to him. But when I first met him, he gave me some mercy. And this mercy is very, very important because it's an internal connection, which is eternal. I was in Seattle, Washington, and Srila Prabhupada came to Portland, Oregon for college preaching. In the temple, I hadn't moved in the chapel yet. I was trying to move in, but I was too attached to my hippie body. And so the temple president said, well, would you like to meet someone who loves God more than anyone else? And I said, yeah, that's really sad. And so it happened to Srila Prabhupada, he was talking to him. And so they dressed me up in a sari. And we drove down to Portland, Oregon, and we drove to the airport. And it was the kind of plane, a very small plane, where you just walk down some stairs. You don't come out of your shoes. And so Prabhupada, as soon as the doors opened, and Prabhupada appeared, you could see him. He was a Fulton, completely a Fulton. And he did not walk on the ground. He was just showering his mercy. He let me see this. I'm not qualified, but he let me see this. And then I felt his heart talking to my heart. I was totally astonished. I didn't know who he was. And he was saying, I love you. I will never leave you. And I could hear my heart going, I love you. I will never leave you. And it was a heart-to-heart connection. And then, after that,
All I could hear was chanting Hare Krishna for hours. Every tree, every person, all the heard was Hare Krishna. And the whole world was chanting Hare Krishna. But then I had to wake up because I'm not so qualified. He showered some mercy, gave some hope, showed up with his own way. But then I have to get real. Where am I? What do I have to do? So then I went back home. And I talked my parents into buying me a plane ticket to Los Angeles. I thought he lived in Los Angeles. I didn't know he traveled. And I took a plane to Los Angeles. I joined the temple. And by his mercy, I never left. And then when I got initiated 3 months later, my party name began with S. And usually you get your names according to the first letter of your party name. But I wanted to be named Vrindavan because I had read a Christian book and I was in love with Vrindavan. And instead of like the epitome of what us hippies we've been looking for, the real happening. And also, so I wanted to be named Vrindavan. I thought, how am I ever going to do this thing? I'm never going to do this thing. And so it was a big initiation on Balaram Dwayne. And Srila Prabhupada was in a grudge mood. He gave all grudge names, when we got Gopinath, another girl got Vrindavaneshwari, Madhava Mohan, and I was a very last person. And he called me up. And he asked, yeah, he does. What are the four regular principles? And of course, he didn't know what he was meaning. But I wanted to make him happy. So I thought, well, I didn't know if I heard him talk to him, because I had never been to talk to him. So I looked up at him and I said, the most important thing, always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And he laughed and he said, your name is Vrindavan Nivasi Devi. The reason why I'm telling this story is because so many feel like maybe you don't get to talk, you don't get to like serve Srila Gurudev the way Madhava Maharaj does, or Gojanath, or Shama, you get to see Prabhupada. You know, so what hope is there for me? But I can tell you that this internal connection is what you have to develop. What you have to do is there for every single disciple. No one is exempt from this. And then later, Krishna proved something more to me because I got to travel with Srila Gurudev and live in Gaudiya for many, many years. And I had so much talking and joking and laughing with Srila Gurudev. And one time in Russia, he said to me, you never got to joke and laugh with your Srila Prabhupada like you do with me, do you? Did you? And I said, well, he said, your Srila Prabhupada didn't have time. So he told me to do this for you. So Prabhupada had not forgotten me.
One question. After your Gurudev, why you came here with me? You left your dearest place and came here.
Well, in 1977, when Srila Prabhupada entered Salani, I had joined the movement to become purified because I had reached the bottom as a materialist. And I knew that I really didn't want to get married, even though I knew I was not free from lust. And I knew that I had something, but I didn't want to get deeply in. So in 1977, myself, I put on white to try and keep going. But it was not what I thought it was. It was difficult. We were going on. And then Srila Prabhupada mercifully brought me to Vrindavan. And mercifully brought me to ISKCON Vrindavan. And I was praying for association because I had known that talk to Prabhupada that association is the most important thing. But so I told him, why do you pray for the best association? So I said, well, that's not good. So I started praying for the best association. And Srila Prabhupada so mercifully has brought me to my big brother because I needed association because I'm very weak. I cannot do it on my own. I need association. So Srila Prabhupada has brought me to Srila Gurudev. And I came here because when I founded ISKCON after 95, before 95, you could make your way a little bit. But after Prabhupada left, there were big problems. Some people were posing as things that they weren't. We don't have to criticize. But anyhow, in 1995, ISKCON institutionalized Guru and Vaishnava Opera, and I couldn't tolerate this. I'll never go there. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev used to go on Prabhupada's disappearance and speak there every year. He used to speak on Bhagavad Purim every year. And then they just shut the door in his face. I can't tell you that. Even Pirates are better than that, isn't it? I can't tell you. Srila Gurudev is getting so much. He's getting his heart. That's why I can't hear, because this is where real Vaishnava is, a real bhakti is. You can practice bhakti chanting.
Good remembrance and offering to your Guru. Now, for this time, we will do offering. Archana has been done. And then we will offer our Pushpanjali and then Prasada. And we will begin just at 5, our classes. You should enlist the names of your God sisters and the name of those who are directly initiated and dikshit by God Brahman.
Haribol.